Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Here's Joe Cocker. Mad Dog English, Joe Cocker. 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Rick Maurer is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. He is the author of Beyond the Wall of Resistance, as well as Why Don't You Want What I Want? Rick Maurer, Maurer.com is his website. Rick, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about some very important research. I'm very interested. I'm very, and a little bit surprised, frankly, Rick, at some of the things you're finding about the impact and the role that senior leaders play in implementing change. Were you surprised by some of this?
I was. I wasn't surprised that the things that I thought would be high were high, but I was surprised that there was such a narrow gap between best and the worst.
That shocks me. That really shocks me. But you told me you'd read something recently. Do you want to tell us about that?
Yeah, I do. I read it this morning, and it's called Blasingame's Law of Aggregation. And it says, find your success by aggregating the success of your employees. And when we're talking about how do you support
where did you find that? I had no idea, folks. I had no idea I was going to say that. But now that we're in there, Rick, where did you find that?
Well, you know, it's funny. I was in a secondhand store. No, it's your new book, The Age of the Customer. I know this is sounding to your listeners
setup. Folks, this is a moment. Rick and I are having a moment here. Go ahead, Rick.
Well, I'll tell the listeners. I got Jim's book in the mail yesterday and had a chance to look at it quickly, and then this morning I was up having coffee and taking a look, and I, wow, this is really good stuff, and I saw that one.
The folks are right. They're sticking their finger in their mouth. So
that's right.
So let's move on. Go ahead. Let's get back to your research.
Yeah, okay. Well, one place that really surprised me is I assumed that the better changes, that they used a single plan for managing the change. And the answer was yes to that, but that wasn't a terribly high score. In other words, there were a lot of successful changes that didn't use a single plan, that they did a lot of different kinds of things.
Hmm.
Although those changes that failed got the lowest scores of anything. In other words, it was just chaos. You know, they said, John Cotter, who was cited more than anybody else, Cotter, and he deserves to be. He wrote a really fine book called Leading Change. It's got an 8-step process. It's very good stuff. A lot of organizations used it. And in the poorly run changes, somebody said, we gave lip service to Cotter. So there was stuff out there, but it wasn't actually using it.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody said, and we wasted all that money on training.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Wow. So one thing you and I have said all along that I'm not surprised about, and I feel like you and I probably could have predicted, at least you could have, and that is that you found out, that you confirmed, and that is that without the 100% commitment and the top leadership being all in on affecting and executing change, it isn't going to happen.
That's right. Yeah,
and not just in the beginning, right? In the beginning, in the middle, and at the end. I mean, they've got to stay involved. They've got to convince people out in the rank and file that this is the way we're going to do things from now on.
Yep. You know, and I recall one time the head of Deloitte flew across the country just to kick off a meeting on a thing that a lot of people didn't feel like was core to their business, and it was basically how do we get more women into the partner ranks because they were losing them to other places. He flew 2,000 miles to kick off the meeting, and there's nothing he could have said at that meeting that he couldn't have done on a a video feed or had somebody else do it.
Or in a letter.
Or in a letter, exactly.
Yeah.
But I think what he realized is that him getting on a plane, spending a day flying out and then a day flying home, that was going to spread.
Right. So, folks, as you've heard me talk about your role as a CEO, if you identify things that you need to be doing, you can't subordinate the energy and the commitment. You've got to be that. You've got to have that. Play that role as your team is executing. RickMaurer.com, M-A-U-R-E-R is Rick's website. Hey, Rick, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Pleasure,
come back soon.
Okay, will do. Thanks, Jim.
See you next time. Rick Maurer, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I will be too after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.